Good morning, and welcome to Making a Change for Good. Good morning, Ashwini.
Good morning, Bob.
Our assignment from yesterday. In this way, I do most deeply vow to train myself. As you sit with what freedom from suffering looks like for you around participating, allow to arise in conscious compassion and awareness a way to train to be free from suffering around participating. Assignment. Make a commitment that embodies your training focus. This will be your daily practice for the next 7 days. Remember, as awareness practitioners, our practice of commitments is not about achieving a content goal. We're always training to pay attention. Example, I'm going to train to be an active participant in existence. 5 times a day, I'm going to stop and rejoice in what is being offered to me by life in that moment. All right. Here is our first caller. You're now live on the air. Will you please introduce yourself?
Oh, my gosh. Hi, this is Debbie from Minnesota.
Hi, Debbie. What are you seeing about what you're going to train around this focus?
Well, I have to say there was something else going on at the same time that we were reading about today's prompt, and so I just need a repetition of what today's prompt was that we're talking about.
Well, it's exactly that. What is your training focus around participating?
My training focus is, I made a recording about what I need to remind myself of to be able to participate in the way I'd like.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm going to listen to that every day, and then at the end of the day do a recording to see how my day went in light of my intention for my day and that reminder.
So a recording that assists you to remember how you choose to participate. And
yeah,
I project that practicing that during the day, right?
What's that?
And practicing that during the day, because that's my intention, and that's also my attention, right, where my attention is.
Yeah, and I think the reminder is more like, it's not like a directive, it's just a reminder of how it is mm-hmm. and what's so, and in light of that, I can participate with a lot more freedom.
Mm-hmm.
So if I keep that in mind, then it's easy, right?
Yes.
So it's not like telling me what to do. It's nothing directive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not directive. And see if this is what you're saying, right, Debbie? The reminder is how you want to be or how it is, right? So it addresses the how of being in the world, because what conditioning tends to do is negate that in some way or talk to you about how it's not. And your recording is simply making sure that it stays in awareness that the how makes all the difference.
Yeah, because I think, what the default conditioning will lead me to is like a trying too hard. I've heard it talked on about in the radio show, thinking I have to either do it really well or be really good at it to be able to participate or... there's a lot of how dare I, either way.
Mm-hmm.
How dare I let other people do it, or how dare I do it. So it's just like, just being very comfortable that, like, I'm the only one here that exists that has my experience, my background, my set of circumstances now that's positioned in this way with the people around me that are around me. Like, I don't have to, there's nothing extra that need be done. I can simply participate and play my part. Happily.
So I project what you're saying is what you've seen over the course of the month or in your practice is that the way conditioning frames your participation for you is there's something wrong with you or there's something wrong with other people and that something needs to be different. And so what you choose to have in your recording is simply that you are that unique expression of life, and as we were talking about, I think, yesterday, The casting call is for Debbie, right? You, the unique individual and human being, and there's you're perfect because that's who you are, and that's sufficient for you to show up in that role. It's sufficient for you to show up in the role. In fact, it's more than that. It's celebrated.
Right. Like, there's no need to try extra hard. There's no need to do anything extra. Like, it's it'll all just fall out of me in a way. I'm not using the right word.
Exactly. Yes, it does fall out of you, right? In fact, you fall out, and that place of the empty teacup where life can be, life can express itself through you.
Right, and then it's fun.
It's not an effort.
It's fun. It's exactly. That's exactly it. And then it's like there was a recording I made about like less energy focused on like the artifice, and more on the exchange.
Mm.
So,
That's a lovely way of saying it. Less energy on the artifice and more on the exchange. And if I'm following that, it's basically less energy feeding the personality or the ego that attempts to be something, and more energy just in the experience.
Exactly. Exactly, and that's all that needs to be done. And then it's like that's when I'm happy.
Yes, and relaxed, I project, and not just driven.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you know what's so interesting? It's been really interesting having this focus of participation at a time where, you know, we thought my mom was going to die a week or so ago. She's not dead. She's still alive and kicking. But, you know, she's in the sort of final stages, and I was home for a visit, and I just had this experience around participation that almost led me to this understanding, which I can have the reminder of every day now in this retreat, and just enjoy my life. Like, it doesn't matter if the circumstances are dark. It doesn't matter what the circumstances are with that orientation. There's a way of being with the situation that's where there's joy in the participation.
Yes. That is such an important insight, right, Debbie? And we are thankful for the circumstances that bring us to that realization of, oh my gosh, my being here in this life in order to enjoy is absolutely not conditional. In other words, I can actually have relaxation and enjoyment despite the circumstances, because we're so programmed
regardless.
To believe that it's the other way around, right? That I'm happy or relaxed only if the circumstances meet my expectations. And to really see that is not the case is tremendous.
Yeah, and I mean, those are like little realizations I have, but I have a lot of, especially during this COVID time, there are a lot of things I love to have in the place that I like them. Like, I definitely have my preferences, which I can assert, you know, at this time.
Right.
But
well, there are two different things, right, Debbie?
Yeah.
That your freedom, your ability to enjoy something is not dependent on circumstances, but that doesn't mean that you can't exercise your preferences. I think that's where we get confused, right? That the preference is fine, but if we don't have those preferences, it doesn't mean that our well-being goes into the toilet, right?
Right.
I can be completely fine whether my preferences are met or not, because I'm clear that my well-being is not conditional.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Right. That seems like a separate... I'm aware that my time has elapsed, but that almost seems like a separate understanding or realization.
That's
from
correct.
The realization of things just falling out of me and my just meeting life where it is. But I see
That's
how
right.
they're related, you know.
Yes, they're related because conditioning relates them around conditionality, right? And that's an interesting place to explore. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Well,
thank you,
Ashwini. Yeah, thank you so much. Gosho.
Gosho.
Thanks, Debbie. And Ashwini, I love that conversation. I always love this part of the year-long retreat where the what the assignment we're going to have today is basically just do your daily practice, because it seems like that part of what you was being pointed at in the conversation is how that, like, when we choose just to get here and show, you know, to participate here from right now, it, you know, everything seems possible, and there is that joy that the two of you were talking about. And it's only when I'm in that conversation about something in the future, some, you know, what if I do this? What if I do that? Or how's this going to go in the future, that joy isn't available.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That this part of the retreat is very much about training to be here in many, many ways, right? It's true participation, as we were looking at earlier. Yeah.
Yeah.
Joyful.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Here is our next caller. You're now live on the air. Will you please introduce yourself?
Hi, this is Elizabeth from Florida.
And hi, Elizabeth.
I'm very happy to be with you.
Happy to be with you too.
Yes.
What are you seeing?
Participating with the Sangha, in the Sangha.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Today I was participating with family in Germany, and big joy, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Big joy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Participating, like, yeah, with everybody, with joy.
Yes, it is true, right, that when we come in joy, everybody, when we participate in joy, that is our experience of connection and relationship when we're here.
Yes.
Yeah, Sangha,
yeah.
Everywhere.
And
Sangha
it felt
here,
like the other
family. Go ahead.
It felt like there was no distance, no?
Mm, exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It does feel like we're all connected, because we're connected to us, to life, right? And that connection to life translates into a sense of connection to everybody and everything.
Yes. Tears of joy.
Tears of joy. So is there a particular training focus you have for the next 7 days?
Remembering I can do everything, anything joyful.
Aha. Uh-huh. Yes, remembering that we could do everything joyfully. Yes, exactly. Yeah. Yeah,
yes.
Which I project also that conditioning for everybody takes the joy out of what we do, right? Because the attention on that ego conversation disrupts the connection to life, to that joy. And we, so it doesn't matter if I'm participating in the radio show or in that conversation with my family, but if my attention is on the conversation, it's not joyful.
Yes. So good. Relaxing.
Yes, very relaxing. Exactly, very relaxed. Mm-hmm. And how are you supporting yourself, Elizabeth, in keeping that in your awareness, that you can do everything joyfully?
Well, I do the recording, and it's a lot of fun too.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And
Well, because it's a lot of fun to be with you, right? It's joyful to be with Elizabeth.
Great, I love that.
Uh-huh.
She loves it. Yeah.
She loves it. Of course, she does. Exactly so. Yeah, that recorder is a miracle, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Was there more, Elizabeth?
Thank you.
Thank you, too. Thank you for calling, and thank you for sharing your joy.
Yes, I love you. Go happy, Gasho.
Go happy, Elizabeth Gasho.
Thanks, Elizabeth. I'm going to bring on the next caller here, Ashwini.
Thanks, Bob.
Next caller, you're now live on the air. Will you please introduce yourself?
Hi, Ashwini. It's Ramita in Charleston.
Hey, Ramita. You sound a little faint for me. Any way you could move closer to the speaker?
Sure. How's that?
A little better. But, well, let's just try it and see.
Okay, I have the earbuds on. I can take them off. Hang on a second. How's this?
Much better.
Okay. Very, very juicy participation time. It's been interesting to watch how the focus of attention has shifted from the beginning of this month's focus to today. And, been getting more and more refined on start where I am, being present, and listening to life's guidance, listening to life's invitation, sort of invitation to the party is kind of the way, sort of following up on that theme of joy from the last call. But today I got something else, as I'm looking at, how to practice with this. Something dropped in as a result, I think, of a couple of very emotional incidents in the last week that lots got stirred up. And today, as I was recording, listening about those and looking at it with the mentor, it occurred to me to practice with owning projections as a way of participating, and as I started considering that, there's this sense of tremendous expansion that happened when I considered, the feelings that my mother expressed that I ended up taking on very much as concern for her, and then realizing, this is concern for this human being. These are my feelings, not just her feelings. And then from that expanding to all kinds of things going on in the world, and to own my projections in order to participate in this moment, as well as see into the dark corners that haven't had any ability to participate or been projected outside myself.
Mm-hmm. It's such an important insight, right, Ramita, that we're often not allowed to be here for our experience, which is what participation is, right? It is the invitation to have my life, to be in life, to be in this life, right? And that being able to own the projections for you is a way to do that, to have the experience completely, rather than I project the orientation of giving it away or attributing it to something or someone else.
Yes, and giving it away is it can go on to, my mother, my husband, that group of people, but there's also attributing it or giving it away to ego.
Right.
Does that...
Yeah. Yeah, that's
true.
Right. Say more about how you see that. An example, perhaps.
Well, it's right now I'm finding my way. Well, okay. It's when I own the projection, it's a part of this being, and this being is not separate. If I put it out on another person or ego and find that there's something wrong, and it gets used as a way of creating separation. And that I can never participate if we're separate like this.
Precisely, yeah. So the giving away to ego is if somehow or the other the attribution is to ego or other, then the separation is maintained. But if I practice following the projection back, then there's an experience that's happening in this human being, and there's a subjective experience of whatever's going on rather than an objective experience which maintains separation.
Oh, so interesting, because last focus on receiving, I had a very tangible experience of what gets in the way of receiving is objectifying life out there that I'm supposed to receive as a subject, and to recognize that was another distancing mechanism. So here we are back to the same dynamic that owning projection will keep everything subjective.
That's right. We train ourselves to follow the experience back to the body or the form in which the experience is actually happening.
Yes. Yes, and the phrase spiritual geography came to mind. This is the location. right here in this physical, energetic form.
Yeah. It really gives us a sense of being here, right? Yeah. And therefore participating.
Yes.
And I project, right, Ramita, that the starting at listening to life's guidance, there's no difference between that and right now in some sense, because this is what you're listening to. This is the invitation.
Yes. Wow, yes. Yes. So setting a timer to tune in this way to this physical energetic being and own projections as a way of hearing life's guidance, receiving the invitation and participating with joy.
Mm-hmm. And I project that when we record about it and listen to it, that's really when we own the projections, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because otherwise
yes.
it's still somewhat separate.
Yes. Yes. And that, and assuming.
Right.
Well, picking up the recorder is the way to, that's the behavior that indicates there is no separation. And it may not be conscious at the time, but that movement will help me arrive here.
Mm-hmm. Right. Wonderful.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks, Ramita. I think I might have lost her, Bob.
I think we're good now. All right. Thanks, Ramita. And Ashwin, I'm going to bring on the next caller here. Next caller, you're now live on the air. Will you please introduce yourself?
Hello, it's Ladima from the Midwest.
Hey, Ladima.
Hi, Ashwini.
I'm participating.
I feel like I am the prodigal daughter who has been away and is coming back to the fold. So,
to welcoming arms, I would say,
thank you.
If you're a prodigal,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. So I went ahead and put myself in the queue because I, you know, have been very talked out of doing the practice and won't even go into all the ways that that happened. But I will say that at the very beginning of the practice focus, I had a really great experience. I had only read through even only like half, I think, of the focus write-up when I had to go on when I was spending time with family. And there was this change inside of me that kind of surprised me. And it was, you know, something, I don't know, just to talk about content because that's how it showed up in a different way. Was normally when there's chores to be done with a group of people, I have this, I'm afraid I'm going to get too many chores, and I'll end up doing too many chores more than other people kind of thing. And so I tend to hold back and keep score and all of that. But in this particular situation, I was like, I don't want to participate. And it was coming from my heart. I just wanted to. I was like, I think I'll ask, you know, this person if what I can do to help them get dinner ready. Mm. And she took me up on it. And so I was, you know, instead of just sitting around by the campfire, I was helping get dinner ready. And I was really enjoying myself the whole time. And that thought came to my mind. It's a little saying that people have, who are you and what have you done with Ladima?
Uh-huh.
Because I just didn't recognize myself. So I'm amazed at how that whole thing of like when you just, when you put forth a little effort, how the universe responds with support. Mm-hmm. And that's what it felt like to me. And that's kind of my reminder to get back into my daily practice.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, there's so much in what you said, right, Ladima, because it points to the very basic focus that we're talking about. We always talk about, and especially around this focus, that being here allows us to be a part of life, right, and the role that life is calling us to play. So if I'm not identified with the ego that is miserly and hoards its time and believes that it's separate and it shouldn't do chores and all of that, right? That's sort of the personality.
Right.
Then we're just here. I'm here. I'm not limited by whatever it is that conditioning has imposed on this life form. And so I'm here to receive the invitation from life and move with it, right? And it's a very joyful process and so very different. So we could almost say, not what have you done with Ladima, but what have you done with ego, right?
Right.
Identify with ego as who we are.
Right, right.
Right? And oh so that, that orientation yep. of, oh, I'm here to participate however life wants me to participate, rather than being identified with the thing that wants to weigh and measure and keep score and not do too much and just do her part and not get imposed upon and all of that conditioning, that's what falls away.
Yeah, and it really did just fall away because, you know, I know that the other experience of saying to myself, okay, now we're not going to feel that way. We're going to participate. You know, yeah. I know that, you know, that striving, that place where I have to push myself and cajole myself into participating.
And that's also ego, right?
Yeah, but yeah, right.
Yeah. That there is a way, this is the paradox of our practice, where we've got to practice as if our hair's on fire, knowing that we can't achieve anything, right?
Yeah.
And then, and when we do, when we show up in that, that's when the ego falls away. And then we're here participating in life. And I project that that experience will allow you to construct whatever it is your training focus for the next 7 days is and participate from that perspective. So what if conditioning says, or you were talked out of doing the assignments, but you're here with an experience that you can practice with?
Right. Yes. Thank you.
Yeah. And life's always like that, right? You're never, ever not welcome.
I will. Yes, I will have to make a recording of that so I can remember it better.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, you get to make a recording of it, right?
Okay,
otherwise
right.
You flip back into the process of efforting.
Oh, gosh. Yes.
I have to, in order to remember, in order to be the right person.
Oh, yeah, there's so much of that.
Yeah. Hmm.
Thank you.
Okay. Gesho. Thanks, Ladima.
Thanks, Ladima. I love that conversation, Ashwini, and it's just so much points to, you know, what happens when I'm willing to drop the conversation and just allow, you know, life in, and then just, you know, and then life leads. There's nothing for me to do, mm-hmm. you know, whatever is the next thing that's going to, you know, that I might engage in is just going to appear, and I can just do it. And then I get to have that experience of, you know, just participating, right? Without the shoulds and without the, you know, right or wrong or review.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it was Phil who was pointing us to that yesterday, right? That when we do that, when the conversation drops, when attention is here, the clarity of what's possible for us and how we can be is just. It's just an unbelievably joyful coming home feeling.
Mm.
You know, I'm here, and everything feels effortless, and it's completely relaxed and joyful.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. Great. All right, well, that brings us to the end of the show, Ashwini. And here is our assignment for today. Beginning today, your daily practice will be to practice your commitment and record what you notice at the end of the day.
All right. Here we go.
All right, here we go. Thanks, Ashwini.
Go happy. Go happy. Take care, everyone.